Good morning, Christ Center. It's Wednesday, October the 1st, and we are in week 4 of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 6, verses 30 to 44. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 6, 30 to 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest for a while." For many people were coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they went away in the boat by themselves to a remote place. But many saw them leaving and recognized them, and they ran on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Then he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples approached him and said, "This place is deserted, and it's already late. Send them away so that they can go into the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat." "You give them something to eat," he responded. They said to him, "Should we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he instructed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves. He kept giving them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate and was satisfied. They picked up 12 baskets full of pieces of bread and fish. Now those who had eaten the loaves were 5,000 men.
Thank you, Pastor Janelle. Is this a painful passage for you as the executive pastor who plans meals and things like this?
Oh, yeah. Like your worst nightmare. You have a crowd that you don't know how to feed and care for well. That's awful. Oh, I just feel anxious thinking about it.
Now, thankfully, at least it wasn't like, you know, in their home or something like that.
Right, exactly.
5,000, it just says 5,000 men. So when you start accounting for women and children, this was a massive,
huge,
massive crowd of people. Pastor Joshua, what are you seeing in this passage?
I love how much he's involving the disciples right out of the gate. And so he's empowering them. They're actually showing some good hospitality and some good administration. And that's when Jesus tells them, like, okay, but here's the new deal. I actually want you to feed them.
Right.
Then they're left with this new problem of, well, okay, then let's do the thing that any smart administrator would do. Let's go check the budget. Do you want us to go spend, like, it was like a half a year's wages? And then he says, I'm not asking you to do with what you don't have. What do you have in your hand? And they bring what they have. And of course, then Jesus, he blesses it.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't mention the boy in this account who initially had the Transformers lunchbox with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But it is awesome that he's involving them in every phase of this, not just in the beginning, but also distributing and then packing up all the food, all this kind of stuff. They're involved in every part.
In the Dead Sea Scrolls, it was a Spider-Man lunchbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned Spider-Man as well.
Another thing that I love here is in verse 41. It says, he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves. So you got 2 verbs here, blessed and broke. There isn't a direct object after blessed. So if you have the New American Standard, it'll say he blessed the bread, and that will be in italics because it's not actually in the text. It doesn't say, it just says he blessed. And I think most of our translations will lean towards like he blessed the bread, but some of them, I think, have a better idea in that he blessed the Father, he blessed God. And I don't know have you guys ever done like a Jewish Seder? Oh, I know you have because we've done it here a couple of times. There's a prayer before all these different things that you eat. And it says, blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, for bringing forth bread from the earth, or for bringing forth fruit from the vine. and like before you're eating all these different pieces of the meal. And the idea is not we have to say a special blessing over this food so that it can be nourished to our bodies, which is the way that we pray so often. It is, I bless you, God, for your goodness in giving me this food. A wonderful teacher named Ray Vanderlaan, who talked about spending some time in Israel, and they're about to pray for their meal, and he prays like we pray, Lord, bless this food to our bodies. And they turn to him after his prayer and are like offended. They go, what's wrong with the food? He's like, what? And they said, well, what's wrong with it? Why are you praying a blessing over it? And he says, isn't that what you do? They said, no, we bless God. We bless God for the food. So I just find this fascinating that in that sort of tradition, you have Jesus blessing the Father and then bringing forth bread from the earth. Like this bread is coming from nowhere. No one is doing anything for this except for God providing this food for these people. What do you guys think about that? Am I off base?
Well, you are off base, but not about this. I think, like, I always try to put myself in these stories, and what would I be thinking? Like, I would be watching Jesus, watching him do that, and he's blessing it, blessing God before the miracle probably is happening. He's blessing his Father. And I just think that's such a beautiful thing. Like, he is so confident God is going to show up. This crowd's needs are met, and he's just blessing God and thanking him. And I just think that's such a beautiful heart posture that I feel challenged by.
It was before the multiplying the food took place. That's an excellent point. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Joshua?
Well, we know that Jesus later reveals himself as the bread of life, the bread that has come down. And in a later account, when they break the bread, they realize, you know, on the road to Emmaus, it was Jesus they were walking with.
Yeah.
He blesses God, and then everyone gets the bread. The bread is broken. He blesses God, and then the bread is broken. I believe this is very prophetic of what he is going to do. I am blessing God. I am here. Everyone is going to receive the bread of life. So that comes to mind as he's doing this. And then I love, again, going back to who's handing out the bread?
Disciples.
Yeah. They're in it. God isn't doing anything without letting us be involved. And that is an incredible thing. To have Jesus, to have the Father coming to bless the world, to meet everyone's needs, but he's not circumventing letting us be a part of that.
Right.
We get to hand out the bread of life. They're handing out the need in that moment. That's a joyful thought.
And I just think too, if I was holding a basket passing out food and you know, a little boy comes and grabs, you know, 5 pieces of bread, would I be wanting to slap hands? Like, there's not going to be enough. But this basket of bread is overflowing, and there was enough for everyone. And, you know, just that part of partnering with Jesus, I think, would be so cool.
Yeah. And then just trusting that God provides.
This was a long miracle.
Yeah. It would have taken a while.
You got 5 loaves that you keep breaking and handing out to 12 people
over and over again
that are feeding 5,000 people as well as men and children. It says he took the 5 loaves and then he kept giving them to his disciples to set before the people. We had a first responders picnic recently and we got to feed like 1,000 people. And it took us a couple of hours to get it done. We had tons of people, 5,000 people. And Jesus is breaking bread and just keeps handing it to the disciples and they're handing it out. This was an awesome slow burn miracle that is just the gift that kept on giving.
You are like people from a long way away wouldn't have even understood what was happening.
Right.
But those who were close, like, oh man, I would have wanted to get really close. And say, how is he doing this? How is he doing this? Incredible. Janelle, would you pray a blessing over our people today?
Jesus, thank you for our family. Thank you that we get to explore your word together. And I just ask that as we're contemplating these things that you would continue to show up and teach us about your goodness. Lord, thank you that with you there is more than enough of everything that we need. And I just ask for deeper revelations of that today for all of us. We just thank you, Lord, and I bless my family today. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.